Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story now. Firefighters will be on the scene of the Palisades fire for at least the next few days. They haven't been able to get any containment lines around it so far. Meantime, an arson suspect is in custody. KNX 1070's John Baird live at the staging area near Will Rogers State Beach.
Officials say the fire has gotten bigger, but officially still stands at more than 1,300 acres with 0% containment. And the mayor says it's going to take a while to get this blaze knocked down.
We are expecting that we'll be fighting this for at least a couple more days, if not two or three more days at a minimum.
L.A. Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas confirmed they do have a suspect in custody, an arson suspect, in regard to the ignition of this fire.
There was information actually from I think it was an LAPD helicopter pilot, saw something from the sky. And that was the initial start.
He says very unusual to have. He says it's very unusual to have this size of a fire in the month of May. He says we have to continue to look at fires as a year-round event. No homes have been burned at this point. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A Los Angeles judge denying an emergency motion by Robert Durst's defense team seeking to have his murder trial postponed. KNX 1070's Margaret Cabrero live for us at the Inglewood Courthouse.
A lawyer for Durst voiced concerns in court this morning about a myriad of health issues the 78-year-old has been dealing with, including bladder cancer, and argued that there's no reason to move forward today now, given that the pandemic is still here. He also said that doctors say Durst is in need of urgent hospitalization. A prosecutor in the case called the defense's request simply a get-out-of-jail-free card.
There's not two systems of justice in this county, one for rich people and one for everybody else. Mr. Durst is in custody and getting the best treatment possible that they offer.
The judge ultimately denied the request to continue Durst's trial. He said he would welcome jurors back for orientation. That should be happening any moment now. The pandemic hit the pause button on the trial for more than a year. Durst is being tried for the December 2020 murder of his friend Susan Berman. He has pleaded not guilty. He also was not in court for the hearing today. Reporting live at the Inglewood Courthouse, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
California has been silent on the new CDC mask guidelines until today. They're supposed to be giving an update any minute now. This, as the former head of the FDA says, the time has come to ease restrictions.
New York's governor said today in announcing the easing of restrictions in his state that if you're vaccinated, you're safe. As for the movement underway by some private companies and governments to ease up on mask rules, former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said this on CNBC.
Bottom line is that the risk is really collapsing all over the country. We weren't going to be able to keep these mask ordinances in place much longer. We've been at this 16 months. So I think the worst you can say is maybe CDC was a week or two early with this.
Gottlieb says people who are so far unvaccinated and don't wear masks are likely to make those choices no matter what government officials say. As for kids, Gottlieb says he might keep masks on his children another week or two. Again, at this point, he says we all have to judge our own individual circumstances and make the best decision for ourselves and our families and move forward. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And we are just getting this word. The state has now said that the mask order in California will remain in effect until June 15th. Coronavirus infection rates holding steady in Orange County, and that could allow the region, the county, to move into the state's yellow reopening tier, perhaps as soon as Wednesday of this week. Yellow, of course, the least restrictive tier. It would allow movie theaters and gyms to increase their capacity and allow zoos and museums to eliminate attendance caps. entirely. Some local lawmakers are praising the plan to include more than $450 million in the governor's budget proposal to clean up the pollution left behind from the now-closed Exide battery recycling plant in Vernon. The plant has been blamed for decades of air pollution and for spreading arsenic, mercury, and lead dust into surrounding communities. We're talking areas like Maywood, Huntington Beach, and Boyle Heights. LA Democratic Assemblymember Miguel Santiago tells KNX, if more money is needed in the future for this, then there will be a big push.
People continue to want to fight, continue to want to organize, and we're not going away. We're not going away, and we're extremely pleased that Gavin Newsom has joined us on this fight to clean up our neighborhoods. So we're grateful, but we're not going away.
A bankruptcy court ruled last year that allowed Exide to abandon the plant, which leaves the cleanup cost to state taxpayers. A man who was killed when his Tesla Model 3 slammed into an overturned semi-truck in Fontana last year, rather earlier this month, again, a big rig in Fontana earlier this month, had previously posted videos of himself driving without his hands on the wheel or his foot on the gas pedal. Now the CHP is trying to figure out if the man put his car on autopilot before the deadly crash, May 5th. Federal officials have joined the investigation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.